بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Tonight's Tarawih, the 17th juz, consists of Utluma Uhiya Ilaik, 21st juz. The surahs covered are Surah Anqabut, Surah Rum, Surah Luqman, Sajda, one-third of Surah Tul Ahzab. In Surah Anqabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, read and understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his messages. Pray regularly, because prayer, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, it stops from making a person doing shameful and unjust deeds. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing in this life. The Quran is a clear guidance for the wise men. The rejectors will only be losing their own chances of proving, of profiting by the truth from the Haqq. In Surah Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed in the sixth or in the seventh year before the Hijrah, when the Persian Empire had the upper hand over the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire had lost Jerusalem to the Persians, and Christianity had suffered great loss. Part of the surah refers to the Roman Empire, the rise and the decline of the world powers as represented by the conflict between the Roman and the Persian empires, are only outward events. The deeper meaning is that a particular event happens because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision to help the good cause so that all His creatures may benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all wise, all merciful. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will finally separate the good from the evil on the Day of Judgment. Good will win, whilst evil will be destroyed. In Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the ultimate end of things is discussed from a different point of this view, a different point of view through the surah. The Qur'an is a guide and mercy to the doers of good. For the evil ones, there will be a humiliating penalty. In addition to the nature, the wise man like Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all guide us all. Wisdom can be found in the instructions of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, which are, show your thankfulness to Allah for the good of your own soul. Do not join in worship others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be good to your parents for the love and care that they had for you. But do not follow them if they ask you to join partners in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet bear them company in this life with justice. Follow the way of those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand the finest mysteries. Pray regularly, command what is right and forbid what is wrong. Be patient when a misfortune comes unto you, and do not be boastful. No talk in a boastful way, so do not be boastful, do not talk boastfully, nor walk in a boastfulness way through the earth. Walk at a medium pace and speak softly. In short, follow the golden mean rather than extremes. True wisdom is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees purpose. So, actual true wisdom is that what Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees His purpose in His creation and admits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and law can never be fully understood by men. So that is the true wisdom. That a person, he sees a purpose in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, and he admits that the rules and regulations set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wisdom in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be fully understood by man. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of the following. Number one, the hour of the Day of Judgment. Number two, sending of rain. Number three, what is in the wombs. Number four, nor does anyone know what he or she will earn tomorrow. And number five, no one knows in which land he will die. In Surah Sajda, it discusses the mysteries of the creation, time of the Ma'ad, the final end, as seen through the information given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation. It was revealed in the middle Meccan period. The disbelievers can never realize the hikmah of revelation because they believe it is it has been forged. They cannot see the beauty of time, i.e. the length of Day of Judgment. Good and evil will be sorted out on the Day of Judgment because the two cannot be equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, histories of past nation, and the message of prophets testify to the truth. If the disbelievers do not believe now, it will be too late. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed us that wisdom without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, the Muslims would have faced big tragedy. The surah was revealed after the Battle of the Trench in 5 AH. Another lesson we learn from Surah Al-Ahzab is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers. So we can see how much love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for the mu'mineen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given his wives the status of mothers, spiritual mothers, for us in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these guidelines of the Quran. Ameen wa akhidawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.